when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening to all of you Blood River Radio family out there, precious Blood River Radio family. We fight not just for you folks, we fight primarily for our family, like we said that before. But you know what, everybody listening to this program, most of the people that do listen to this program, we're all part of a family. Our guest we got coming on just a minute, he talked about that. He said that, you know, when it starts getting really bad, we're in a crisis now worldwide. The people of same culture, same race, pretty much same religion. We all come together as a family. And by the way, people, today you're listening to, right now you're listening to Blood River Radio. We are the only media outlet I know in the United States. We've dedicated ourselves solely on the holy altar of God to battling against global white genocide. And that's what we have pledged our life and our fortune for, what little fortune we have. And by the way, people, today is Father's Day, June the 17th, year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Almighty 2023. There's no name under the sun which man can be saved except Jesus Christ Almighty. It's also Stacy Ellen Miller's birthday, my youngest daughter. And also Monday, folks, get ready. It's going to be Juneteenth. And when I think about Juneteenth, I think about what used to be Forest Park, where I played as a child in Memphis. The second worst sunburn. Well, probably the worst sunburn I've ever had. It's tied for first. When I was about 8 or 9 years old, third grade, right in the shadow of the great, the one and only General Nathan Bedford Forrest. They took his statue out of there. It's now called Health Science Park. And that's where they bees having the Juneteenth celebration Monday. And they're going to dance all over the former grave of the great general. And they do it with relish. Anyway, people, like I said, this is you're listening to Blood River Radio. And if you know, this is a Christian show. And we never do anything without starting a prayer. If you will, people, please bow your heads for a short prayer. Almighty Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Blood River Radio, the God of Liberty News Radio, the God of all of our people that listen to this, Almighty God, we are in such desperate straits here in the world right now, especially in the Western world, in Europe, United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia. Lord, we are being flooded with people that hate our guts. We are right on the brink of probably extinction. You know all that, Lord. Nothing's taking you by surprise. If you will, Lord, we ask that you give us the wisdom, always the wisdom, to know who the enemy is, how to fight them. Lord, we ask you to give us strength, like you have been doing since we had this radio show. Give us the strength to fight these people and never, ever let us lack courage. Let us always ride to the sound of the gunfire. Never let us waver, Lord. And if we win or lose, it matters not, as long as we're doing what you command us to do, oh God. Lord, I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. People, I'd like to wish all you fathers out there a happy Father's Day. It's kind of sad in the black neighborhoods. I know there's mass confusion down there. But anyway, happy Father's Day to everybody. And I'd like to just we have no donors this week, but listen, the first hour, here's what we're going to do. We have the one and only Alfred Schaefer on. He is the brother of Miss Monica Schaefer, our great co-host here. Monica is a pillar of Blood River Radio. She's one of the pillars here, and we are so excited to have him on. The second hour, we were supposed to have Sam Dixon. I talked to him for about an hour today. He can't come on. He'll be on next week. That is one of the most entertaining intellectuals I've ever seen. He's one of the few intellectuals I know that I consider myself Velcroed at the brain. That's what I told him. We're Velcroed at the brain. We belong to the Mutual Admiration Society. He'll be coming on next week. The second hour, we're going to have Rand, the Alabama Lone Wolf. He's going to be on. If he's up out of the muddy fields, he's been pulling trucks. The Alabama Power and Light been pulling their trucks out of muddy fields with his bulldozer. They had a tornado down there. So hopefully he'll come on. And Sister Nancy Hitt's going to be on second hour, too. Third hour, we're going to show a video of the Navy SEAL put out. It's dynamite, if we get time to see. But anyway, right now, we have Alfred Schaefer on. He's reporting in from Germany right now. He's got some hot breaking news for us. Anyway, so Alfred, if you will, say hello to the audience and reintroduce yourself, because they need to hear it from you, from the horse's mouth. How you doing, Alfred?
Well, I'm doing fine, Eddie, and thank you so much for having me on your show. I know Monica has always been talking about you in the most praising way, and also thanks for your entry prayer there, because you're right on with your message. We are facing extinction if we continue with our heads in the sand, as we are being flooded with people who hate our guts, as you were saying. Yeah. So I'll just say, there's so much to talk about, so I'm not exactly not sure. Sorry, but I want to emphasize one thing that's very, very important. The fact that I have a sister who was in sync with myself, like we sort of woke up in synchronization, like, you know, we're helping each other. And the fact that there was two of us, a brother and sister team, was so much more than just one plus one. It was more like 10 times 10. And I've often thought that once we get all a critical number of our people all in harmony, in synchronization, understanding the problem, this will be a no-brainer. This will be a very, we'll have this fixed in no time at all. This whole the critical thing is to just understand who we are, what's at stake, and what's been done to us, and then our root, our inherent common sense, and our inherent abilities will lead the way. You can say it's a God-given strength that we have. It's in our DNA, and that's what has been so corrupted over the years. And once we overcome this corruption and overcome this control over us by the lies and by the nonsense, then we will know what to do. And that's why Monica and when we started, we were nowhere near as articulate and so forth as we are now. But as with every single engagement with the enemy, we get more practice and we know what to do. It's just like any good sportsman isn't born that way. It comes through training and perseverance and so forth. And that's where we find ourselves now. And I can only say very clearly that what I'm observing is that everything is now turning in our favor. And one of the most important things that's turning in our favor is the receptivity to hitherto uncomfortable truth. You know, like people were conditioned to have, first of all, be afraid of the truth and actually hate the truth and hate those people who are trying to present the truth. And now, as people are feeling ever more pain because of the sick condition that our entire civilization has gotten itself into, they are becoming receptive to the information that helps them to understand what is going on. And you introduced, a few minutes ago, you said, I got some new breaking news. Yeah, for myself, I was raided just a few days ago at 6 o'clock in the morning. A whole team of these, you know, constitutional police, or what they call themselves, came here at 6 o'clock in the morning and barged in here and pinned me down in the living room as they went through my office and just took anything and everything, electronic, the computer, storage devices, and so forth, and thinking that somehow this is going to stop me or stop, you know, slow down the spreading of the truth. So it seems like every time they attack us like that, they end up going more backwards than forwards. You know, like it's a blow for the, you know, like myself right now, that's why I'm on the telephone now and not over Skype or anything like that. But I'm going to re-equip myself, and their accusation is so insane. You know, I got a piece of paper that says that I had said on a talk show, I called this so-called the Holocaust. I said it's the most infantile, grotesque, insidious lie in human history, and that's what I said in the talk show, and they put that in the charges now, and that's wonderful. Now we have it in court documents that which this so-called Holocaust actually is. You know, when the parasite, the eternal enemy of mankind, the Jew, starts making a world religion, the global religion, if you call it, the Holocaust, and crying the victimhood while they are actually doing everything that they have accused the Germans of having done to them, they are now doing to the entire world, primarily the white race, with their so-called COVID corona plan to me, as I call it, injecting everyone with this rat poison. I mean, it does not get any more grotesque than that. The cry victimhood as they are poisoning
Alfred, we have to take our first break. Hold that thought, Alfred. We're taking our first break. We'll be right back to you after this first commercial break. Hang on, folks.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Go ahead. Excuse me. Welcome back, folks. I was getting ahead of myself right there. Listen, before we come back, we have the one and only Alfred Schaefer on. He's the brother of Miss Monica Schaefer. Everybody that listens to this program here, this broadcast, you know that Monica Schaefer, she is a pillar, one of the pillars that holds up Blood River Radio. We have our brother on. They're both heroes. And without further taking up any more precious airtime, we're going to go right back to Alfred Schaefer, the brother of Monica Schaefer. He was just recently arrested by a bunch of thugs, by the Stasi, in Germany. Go ahead, Alfred. Continue on what you were talking about, brother.
Yeah, okay. I know we were talking during the intermission now about other things, but so I just wanted to tell the audience now, like, yeah, I had spent 4 years in prison, and then there's some overlap with the time that Monica was in. My sister Monica was also in prison, and then she was released, and I continued my stay in the prison. And that time in prison, I really did witness a massive change in the in how people are perceiving and understanding what's going on in this world. And when I left, 3 weeks before I was released, they had lifted the mask mandate, and I was in isolation, solitary confinement, isolation for a year and a half, because they knew that if I would mix with the, I call them the orcs in the prison, you know, all the Germans were the smallest minority, the rest were all, you know, just from all over the world. But I got along fine with these people, but they also knew that if I was out there mixing with them, that nobody would put up with this mask nonsense, because I was informing everybody just, you know, what kind of a nonsense this all is. And then 3 weeks before I was released, they lifted the mask mandate and they opened the solitary confinement conditions for me, and I could mix with the others. And the wardens and the prisoners were all like a single unit standing behind me. They were all saying, Schaefer was right, Schaefer was right. And even the wardens who had really believed this corona nonsense and were full of fear, they were trying to like play down their infantile behavior from before by, you know, joking about it and so forth. And these, the same wardens that would jump back for me when I would like cough at them and say, ha ha, now you got corona, and they were saying, yeah, Schaefer was right. So and then when I got came out of the prison, I noticed that outside of the prison, it was, the people were still much more in the zombie mode than those people in the prison. So all of these things helped me to to understand how the level of pain and the level how the level of pain or pain will help us to see reality and the truth. And this and what the eternal enemy of mankind is doing to us, corrupting us to a point where nothing works anymore. And when nothing works anymore, then we lose our comfort zone, and that puts us into a life of more pain. And it automatically, you know, all these processes kick in where people do start looking for the truth. And once they understand the truth, they start moving in the direction that they have to move to defend our civilization, to defend our lives, not to become extinct. Because like you were saying in the introduction of this entire show, you were saying we are on the brink of extinction. Now, we would go into extinction if we did not wake up. But the conditions that we are experiencing now are the conditions needed to wake us up. And this is going to go much, much faster than the process of having put us to sleep. And when we were put to sleep over our entire lifetime, and when you see how they're trying now to corrupt our young people with utter nonsense, with this gender, LGBTQ, XYZ, and so forth. I mean, this is just so beyond what we could even possibly imagine. You know, nobody could imagine such nonsense, you know, going, if you went back like 50 years or something. And if you told somebody 50 years ago what's happening today, they think you're pulling their leg, you're making a joke or something. They would not ever believe that, you know, what the reality is today. But anyway, during the break, you were also saying something about how Russia has it's revived itself. You know, it's revived, and that's so true. And if you think of how in the 50s and so forth, in the 1950s and so forth, in those years, which Alexander Solzhenitsyn had written about that, and those were also the years where ever more Jews were leaving the Soviet Union. Well, where were they going? They were coming into our Western countries. And they were always crying back then in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, oh, anti-Semitism, oh, you know, we're being persecuted. And it's just amazing how many Jews had sort of drifted out of the Soviet Union as there was more opportunities for them in the West. And after the Kennedy assassination, LBJ, you know, the successor who was brought into power by having, you know, by having Kennedy assassinated by, you know, Mossad, the Jewish, you know, the Jew, and he had helped
bring in scores and scores of Jews out of the Soviet Union who were claiming, anti-Semitism and so forth. And these Jews were also provided with all kinds of benefits, including like pensions and so forth, after having been the mortal enemy of the United States. You know, look at the Vietnam War and, or all the conflicts before. I mean, ever since the 1945 and the Iron Curtain, then the communist East was the mortal enemy of the so-called democratic West. What we did not understand back then, or not many of us understood, I never understood that, was that those were both actually the two sides of the same coin. It was the Jewish communism versus Jewish capitalism or Jewish democracy. I mean, the democracy that we have now is a purely Jewish construct. You know, you have all these, different several parties, but they're all, every single party has a frame that limits what they can talk about. So like in the United States, no political party will ever criticize Israel in any way, shape, or form, nor will they go against any of the policies that are absolutely anti-white and destroying the country from within, like nothing else. Anyway, if you have any questions, while I'm going on my rant here, kind of thing,
You were doing great. In fact, admirer of yours. So we have a fellow named Rich Hamblin. He's a fellow that I rode to Charlottesville with back in August of 2017. And he said, let Alfred roll. He said, Alfred's on a roll. Let him go, man. So I certainly was. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were speaking about, for instance, you mentioned democracy. Your sister Monica says that democracy is a code word for the Jews when the Jews run everything. But every politician we have since JFK, all these Kennedys have fatal flaws. I'll make this quick because you're the star of the show. JFK was great in many ways, but he was especially his brother Robert Kennedy loved Negroes. They had what they called Negro worship. They absolutely worshipped them. They couldn't get enough of them, except they didn't want them in their neighborhood because they were multimillionaires. But, RFK, if you've been following him, in fact, I read part of his book. A friend of mine gave it to me. He's dead now. Written by RFK. The name of the book was The Real Dr. Fauci. It's one of the most dynamite books I've ever read. RFK said he's going to get rid of the pharmaceutical companies. He's going to get rid of the intelligence agencies like the CIA. His brother JFK said he was going to bust the CIA into 1,000 pieces. That's one of the things that got JFK killed. One of the things. But yet, here we go. You got RFK Jr., who's supposed to be super intelligent. Matt, he's an incredibly intelligent lawyer. He is a consultant for one of the largest law firms in the world. He's that brilliant, yet what he killed me for, I was going to vote for him, even though he's a Democrat. He come out and he made this video. He says, I stand with Israel. I mean, to say he's going to bust the pharmaceutical companies who are totally 1,000% controlled by Jews. And he says he's going to bust them up, but yet he's going to stand by Israel. I mean, we just can't get a guy to run this country. Matter of fact, I'll make this brief. There is no reforming in this country. And I guess I'm paraphrasing what Dr. Michael Hill said. It's impossible to reform this country because the people most in need of reforming are the ones that control the levers of power. They're never going to give that power up. I'd like to make one more comment about Russia. I'm going to go right back to you, Alfred. It's been my understanding that not too many years ago, especially right about the time Putin came in, they kicked out most all the Jew billionaires. Some people throw garbage on Putin, but for the evidence I've seen, he's thrown the Jew billionaires out. He's a professing Christian, and I have to take him at his word. I'll hear the music. Y'all leave. We're on the road. Hey, we're going to a quick break, folks. I'll finish my little diatribe when we come back. Then we'll go right back to Alfred. So hold on, folks. Right after this, we'll come right back after this break.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The South faces severe weather this weekend, adding to the recent deadly storms in Texas, Florida, and Mississippi. Three people were killed in Perryton, Texas, due to an F3 tornado Thursday. The Storm Prediction Center warns of an enhanced risk in Oklahoma, southern Kansas, and parts of the Texas Panhandle. Anticipated storms may bring golf ball-sized hail and wind gusts exceeding 70 miles per hour. President Biden kicked off his reelection campaign at a Philadelphia rally hosted by union members today. He touted himself as the most pro-union president in American history and expressed excitement about running for reelection.
I'm more honored by your endorsement than you can imagine. Coming this early, it's going to make a gigantic difference in this campaign.
The event took place shortly after he received the endorsement of the AFL-CIO. Pennsylvania, a key swing state, remains crucial in the upcoming election. A high-level meeting taking place this weekend in China. Laura Winters has more.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in China this weekend to meet with Chinese President Xi.
We believe intense competition requires intense diplomacy.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on the goal of the trip.
To stand up and speak for American values.
On Friday, the Chinese president meeting with Microsoft founder Bill Gates, who he calls an old friend. During the coronavirus pandemic, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation donated $5 million to help the Chinese people fight COVID-19.
The Justice Department is filing a protective order to block former President Trump from releasing classified documents. If approved by a judge, Trump would only be allowed to review the 31 documents in the presence of his attorneys. Russian President Vladimir Putin deployed nuclear weapons in Belarus as a warning to the West. That's according to a statement at an economic forum in St. Petersburg. He clarified the tactical warheads were already delivered to the ally. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Here at Blood River Radio family, we were with the one and only Alfred Schaefer calling in from Germany. He was arrested last week but then released. But the thugs in Germany, they stole all of his electronic equipment. Thank God they didn't get his landline. That's what he's talking to us on the landline. Ordinarily, we'd have him hooked up on the computer. But as we go to the break, I was trying to lay this out to Alfred, and he's going to respond. We talked a little bit about JFK and RFK. Pretty much the people that assassinated JFK, RFK, MLK, pretty much the same people. If it's the same people that are tearing our borders down, our borders down with Mexico, the same people that are opening Western Europe to these hordes and hordes, millions of non-whites. And listen, I'm going to spend a little bit of time on Russia here. Now, Russia, with Vladimir Putin, if I'm pronouncing that right, since he's been in, I think he's a good guy. Here's what he's done. He's kicked out most of the Jew billionaires that were milking. They were stealing the Gentile white Russians blind, stealing them blind. He kicked their sorry butts out. And something else that he's done that's absolutely infuriated the Jews in the world, they don't allow this homosexuality crap over there. It's against the law to preach it. You preach it to kids over there, you're going to jail. Some of the dads over there probably kill your sorry butt. Another thing they did, they kicked those bankers out of there. So here's the thing. Also, they have a big revival going on in Russia. Since Putin came in, they built thousands of churches that were killed, that were torn down by the communists. You know, the communist Jews, they tore all these great churches down. They actually, General Nick Glastovac told me that they actually buried nuns and priests and buried them alive. They burned them up with petrol, buried them alive, tortured them. That's what went on. Now Putin has come in since he kicked the Jews out. Russia, in my opinion, from what I've seen, Alfred, I'm going to run this by you, is the largest, they have the largest reservoir of white Christians left on the face of the earth. I think that what you see in Ukraine, that the Jew World Order is using Ukraine as their proxy, and it's a proxy war against another, a quiet Christian nation. The only white Christian nation left standing in the world is trying to resist the Jew World Order. What do you think? Am I right or wrong, Alfred? Take off on that if you don't mind, brother.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And what is happening in the Ukraine is something that is so it's the worst possible thing for our white Christian world. I mean, Zelensky is just a Jew. He's a Jew comedian. And his job basically is to have. To have the Ukraine as a meat grinder to kill as many of the Ukrainian fighting age men as possible, to ethnically cleanse it, to make it prime and ripe for basically for the Jews from Israel to come up when they know they can't stay down there. They're going to get their ass whipped, you know, in Israel. So they want to basically ethnically cleanse what used to be known as Khazaria, which is the Ukraine, so that and if you kill all the most of the population, then you can go in and take all the land, take the houses, take the homes. You chase everyone out, and it's like empty land. And then they'll come in there and claim that, and it's the most fertile land. And then their long range plan is to set up Israel, 2.0 or Khazaria 2.0 or whatever you want to call it, in what is now Ukraine, and then have that divide between Russia and Germany. And what's also very dangerous now in these days is that the Jews are provoking the Russia to have to strike, let's say, an air base, for example, Rammstein or someplace like that in Germany, which is a real conduit of the weaponry that is being fed into the Ukraine, where Zelensky is selling a lot of these weapons on the black market or using it, and it's white Christians killing white Christians at the behest of the Jews. I mean, this is what's happening now. So Zelensky, he's the worst. He's sort of like Churchill was, back in the 40s. He's a puppet. He's just a puppet of these. Well, Zelensky is actually a Jew. Now, Churchill, I don't think he was a Jew, but he was doing the Jews bidding
back
then, and that's what's happening now. He had a Jewish mother? Yeah, okay.
I heard that Churchill had a Jewish mother. I don't know if I can't swear to that. I just heard that his mother was Jewish. But he pretty much loved those Jews.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry you interrupted, Alfred. Yes. You're in a row, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So that's the situation we have right now. And Russia has gotten rid of a lot of their Jewish criminal people kind of thing, but not entirely either. Like there's we cannot because they were also vaccinating their people and so forth. So it's not it's decontaminated itself quite. Quite a bit from the demoralization and the crime, the Jewish crime gangs, but not entirely. But it's just like if you look at the Kennedys now, like you were talking about the Kennedys before, and Robert Kennedy Jr., who's done so much good work at exposing the corona, the vaccination scam and so forth, but for him to still bend down and to the Jews. You cannot go down and bend down to the Jews. The anybody leading America today has got to come clean on all the entire Jewish problem.
Yes.
9/11. This whole COVID. Rat poison injection of everything. This opening the floodgates for the invaders. I mean, without naming the Jew, then it's just a controlled opposition. And I am very disappointed that the Kennedys, that they are not standing up to this. I mean, do they really think that their future lies in bowing down and not naming the Jew after the Jews have killed so many of their own family members? I mean, that's betrayal of the highest order. That's
Yes, it is.
I was so disappointed. I always thought that maybe this Robert Kennedy Jr. is a hopeful, sort of a lighthouse in the storm. But I have to say I've dropped that notion because he is not naming the Jew and then to side and say Israel is our friend. No, Israel is not our friend. Israel is the center of disease. It's our most mortal enemy. I mean, they want to have us dead. Someone who wants us dead is not our
yes.
friend. So, that's what, yeah.
You made a great point.
Go
ahead, Alfred. I was going to say, you made a great point. RFK Jr. has to know that the same Jews that murdered his father, they murdered his uncle, and they even murdered his wonderful nephew, John. John Jr. John Jr., that'd be his cousin,
yeah.
I guess. I mean, the same
yeah.
stinking people. So, why? I mean, is he such a spineless, sellout little? Is he like Sister Nancy likes to say, is he the groom of the stool of the Jews? In the ancient days in England, in medieval days, etc., the royalty had what they call the groom of the stool, and this was a guy who sat at these fat, worthless parasite royalties, and they actually hang on, people. Listen, stop up your ears if you can't take this. They actually wiped the butt. The groom of the stool was responsible for cleaning the butt of these royal people after they did their bowel movement. So I look at people like Robert Kennedy and all these other people that these politicians, take your pick. Take your Trump, Joe Biden. To me, they're lower than the groom of the stool. Is Robert Kennedy a groom of the stool? Is he just frayed? Why is he doing that? Why is he bending over like that, Alfred?
Well, you labeled him exactly. That's what he is. He is the groom of the stool. If that's what it's called, he's whored himself. He cannot pretend he doesn't know. He's actually protecting the murderers of his father, his uncle, his cousin, etc., etc. He is protecting the doers of 9/11. He is protecting the genocidal mass murderers who are injecting us all with vaccines. How can he say, "Oh, I'm going to inform you all about the the COVID scam," and then actually protect the people doing it? So it is the lowest level. I think you summed it up pretty good. But one thing I want to emphasize at this point is all the listeners, I'm listening to Dr. William Luther Pierce. He's got over 300 of these wonderful, usually 25 minutes or so podcasts that he did like over 20 years ago. And listening to these now, they are so they're spot on for all of our problems now. Dr. William Luther Pierce, no matter which one of his speeches you listen to, they are more relevant now than ever before. And I'm just amazed about that, because I know there's people are, people coming on, waking up recently and so forth. In case someone out there has not heard of Dr. William Luther Pierce or is not aware of his podcast,
Alan, we have to go
I
to
say,
another break, dude, brother. We have the music snuck up on. This is our last break of the first hour. Dear people, don't go anywhere. We have the one and only Alfred Schaefer. He's going to come be with us as soon as we come back from this break. Hang on, folks.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I can't believe this hour goes so fast. We have the one and only Alfred Schaefer coming on. And right before we went to the break, he was talking about Dr. William Luther Pierce. Pierce was a brilliant man. I don't have my cell phone here, my computer, but I believe he was a physicist. I think he was probably from one of the big university of schools in California, probably Stanford University. I'm going to say Stanford, maybe University of California, Los Angeles. But he was a brilliant man. But, you know, Alfred, would you like to say something about William Pierce and how people can get his very worthy articles? Go ahead, Alfred.
Yeah. Okay. You can, unfortunately, I don't have my computer now, but he's, if you do use your search engine and just, you know, put in his name, and you'll get into archives.net or something. It's whatever it is. It it should be available. It should be available on different places actually. And all of his speeches, he defines it and articulates the problem in a way that is absolutely as relevant back when he made these observations and did his speeches, which is like 20, 25 years ago. It is absolutely relevant for now because a lot of the things where he is defining and describing, he is warning where it is going, and you can see that he was spot on in all of his analysis and his predictions. He was an absolute brilliant man and articulates the problems in a way that no one else has ever been able to do better. Like, it's really well, really good. And if you have them, you can, you know, share it with friends and listen to it as you're driving or doing some other work or something. They are just so, so good because they are so informative. So I had to put in this little, advertising for him because he's just so good for our cause. He nails everything right, spot on. Okay, I had to put that in there. Good.
Well, I'll tell you somebody else. I wished I had his book, George Lincoln Rockwell's book, White Power. Man, I tell you what, in some ways he was a little bit before my time, but I was velcroed at the brain with George Lincoln Rockwell. Have you ever read George Lincoln Rockwell's great book, White Power?
No, I have not. Unfortunately, I have not read that, but I'm admiring George Lincoln Rockwell more and more as I am learning more about him, but I don't yet know that much about him. But I know he was a great man.
He had the guts of a lion, too. He would go to places like Central Park where he was outnumbered, 50-1, and the blacks would be howling for his blood. But, you know, he was a World War II Navy vet. He was about 6'5". He was a big man, and he was absolutely fearless. And he would duke it out, and he was in jail. He was taken to jail many times and have to duke it out, and you slug it out. And as so happens, he was making a lot of headway, gaining a lot of influence in America. And so the Jews just had him assassinated. That's what they do, just like they assassinated, George Wallace, a great governor of Alabama. They assassinated him. Anybody that starts to get raising up of any prominence, they like to assassinate him. I was going to ask you something, and it's flipped my mind. But let me ask you, you mentioned something about the great waking up. You know, Alfred, here in the United States, I can't see it. Our people, I'm going to say that I was talking to the one and only Sam Dixon today, and Sam Dixon made the statement. He said, I won't say it on your radio. I won't say I hate white people on your radio. I said, go ahead and say it. I say it all the time. I'm getting, Alfred, in the United States, I'm getting where I hate white people more than the Jews hate them. I mean, because so many of our white people, and I'm going to run this by you, they're what I call Judas goats. You know, a Judas goat is a goat, and they also have cattle do the same thing. In stockyards where they're going to, say, slaughter 300-400 goats, 300-400 cattle, they'll have a resident goat or a resident cow he's there all the time. And what he does, he leads they'll have a bell on, and he'll lead the other animals into their death where they're going to be butchered. So they call him a Judas goat, named after Judas, who betrayed Christ. So many of our people here in the United States, especially in Memphis, maybe my vision is jaundiced because of just the people I look at here around me, but there's so many, they hate themselves. They hate you. If you try to stand up for your race, if you tell someone that you're glad your children, I have children, I said, I'm glad they look like me. I'm glad I look like my parents. I'm glad I look like my grandparents, my great-grandparents. I idolize my grandparents. So many of them are like that. Here in the United States, Alfred, I can't see the wakening up. But also, on a bright note, Sam Dixon, talking about Sam Dixon, he just came back from Europe yesterday, and he said the United States is way, way behind Europe in every way as far as wakening up. He mentioned the fact that the United States is 14th in the world in the standard of living. Alfred, Monica's in Canada. Alfred, how are the people waking up? You said that they seem to be waking up maybe exponentially. Expand on that, if you don't mind, Alfred.
Well, looking at this in the context of what it is, namely a biological reaction to biological attack. In other words, it's a biological process, and the fact, just like you are observing yourself, how you are beginning to hate these Judas goats and so forth. Well, I feel the same way too. And everybody who's reaching it goes past a certain point in this understanding the problem gets this the same sentiments. Like you are no longer compatible. You can no longer share the same room or the same table or whatever with someone who doesn't want to understand something, and you will start expressing contempt for these people and start talking about them and no longer to them. And this is happening everywhere, so you get more and more people who are inside, they're changing. They're beginning to listen to what they didn't want to listen to before, but you don't see it, they won't walk around with a flashing light or something, like I'm awake or something like that. But when I notice it. I distinctly notice that people are now, who would before, distance themselves from me because of my opinions or something like that. They are now, even if they're not yet actively doing anything, but they are now coming closer and wanting to actually show that they are my friends, kind of thing, and no longer distancing themselves. So these are, and then it's the time, like Monica and I, for example, we took a certain time, slice by slice, to learn what we did to come to where we are now. But now people can go in very short time from wherever they are to being fully informed. And we're observing this more and more. And so it's only a matter of time before nobody will want to admit that they ever believed the nonsensical lies that are keeping us down and so forth. So it's becoming infinitely easier to explain the lies now, especially with this COVID corona rat poison stuff and this gender nonsense. And quite frankly, I don't consider people who are feigning the level of ignorance you have to be at not to see it. These are not no longer people. They are the walking dead. And I tell people very directly, once contempt reaches a certain point, people feel it. They'll know it. And that's my observation. I mean, yeah, Go ahead.
I was just going to say that's a great explanation. You know, it looks to me like, Alfred, that the people of Germany, the German stocks that weren't exterminated, at the end of World War II by the firebombing. We celebrate. Every year the fire, but Dresden. We celebrate Dresden. We don't celebrate that. We honor the dead of Dresden. But you know, the people in East Russia, the people in Russia closer to the border of Germany. I'd say the people in Russia, in Austria, and Germany. What would be? And this is what I would love to see. You're talking about freaking out the Jew world order. If Germany somehow. And Russia, if they could get over their old hatreds and realize that the people, when in Second World War, it really wasn't German white people fighting Russian white people. It was the stinking Jew that got a hold of the powers of the levers of government. They controlled the military. They controlled everything. I don't have to tell you that. What if, is it a bridge too far? I have a dream. If there become some kind of way, dear God, if he could create alliance between Germany and Russia, white Russia, they would be totally unstoppable. And maybe bring in the Austrians, which are Adolf Hitler was an Austrian, really. I think he was born in Braunau, Austria. But, in matter of fact, Adolf Hitler said the great Meyer of the Führer, he said, when freedom dies, the best meet in prison. And I think about you, Alfred, because you were the best. You went to prison. So in summary, would there ever be a meeting of the minds, of coming together of the white people of Western Europe, Germany, Austria, and the Russia? Could they ever get together and form an alliance and overthrow this Jew world order? Or is that a bridge too far?
You have pinned the tail right on the donkey. That is exactly what the Jews are doing everything to prevent, because they know that if the Russians and the Germans come together as they had been for so long, if you look at the older maps of Europe and Russia, it was the Russian Empire or Russian Reich, if you want, and the German Reich. They came together, and all of these little countries, these little tiny, all these new borders are all Jewish constructs, basically. And the Jews have been doing everything to keep what they call cordon sanitaire between separating the Germans from the Russians. And I'll tell you what, when I was in prison, there was Russians in there, and they were all of them were saying, Alfred, you come to Russia, we'll take you right away. There's no animosity between the Germans and the Russians. This is all an artificial construct, much as it is an artificial construct that the Jews had managed to create, having the British and the Germans, what we call the Second World War, or the artificial construct of the American Civil War. That was a Jew-engineered war.
Yes,
this nonsense about slavery was just a label for, nonsense. Once we understand how these Jews do it, divide and conquer kind of thing, and that, I am convinced that you said, is there a way for the Russians and Germans to come together? That process is right now happening, but not at the official level of the mainstream media or anything like that, but it is happening. The people, it's happening. And just like the Germans are being totally misled with propaganda, so are Russians. And the Russians have not forgotten what the Jews have done to them under the name of, Bolshevism, communism, and so forth. I mean, if you read Alexander Solzhenitsyn, it is heart-wrenching. I mean, the Russians have suffered Germans.
We've run completely out of time. Could you hold over one more segment? Could you hold over one more segment? Alfred, can you hold over one more segment?
Yes, I could.
Thank you. People, we're transitioning to the second hour, so please don't go anywhere. We're about to run out of time for this commercial break, but hold on. We're going to hold over with Mr. Alfred one more segment. He's on fire. Be right back, folks.